In our gospel for this evening, there's one word that gets repeated over and over again, the word worry. Not that worry is something that Jesus is recommending. Rather, it's something that he's warning us against. C.S. Lewis, the author of the Narnia stories, was a devout Christian, but he admitted that during his life he struggled against a tendency to be a worrier. Commenting on this passage, he often wrote to his correspondents, "If God wanted us to live like the birds of the air, it would have been nice for him to have given us a constitution that was more like theirs." I'm sure that we can sympathize with Lewis. I know I can. While I'm not the worry ward I used to be, I still do have my times of worry. Don't worry, be happy, sounds great in theory. But how does one actually put it into practice? Many of us have become compulsive worriers, and the habits of a lifetime are indeed hard to break. I think we need to begin by recognizing that in this, as in every other instance, Jesus practiced what he preached. He does not seem to have been a person who worried a great deal. He lived his life on the principle of trusting God, and he tried to teach his followers to do exactly the same. As we hear a portion of scripture like today's gospel, we can see that it flows straight out of Jesus' own experience of life. I'm sure that Jesus had watched many a bird over the course of his life, and he had figured out that they never seemed to weary themselves doing the kind of work that we humans do, and yet they somehow managed to stay alive and stay well. And Jesus had seen flowers, thousands of different species. One moment, they could be standing in the field. The next, they could be trampled underfoot by horses or cut down. Where did all this beauty come from? The flowers didn't spend thousands of dollars on clothes, nor did they spend several hundreds of hours a week in a tanning studio getting a good tan or in front of a mirror putting on makeup. They were just themselves, beautiful, God-given, and free. Jesus looked around and saw all this, but he saw more than this. He didn't only see the creation, he also saw through it to the Creator. Jesus lived a life of joy because he not only enjoyed the creation around him, he also received it as a gift from God. And none of this was ever about ownership. Jesus didn't have to own the birds in order to enjoy watching them. And he didn't have to own a field in order to enjoy the beauty of its flowers. He could simply receive it all as a free gift from God. For Jesus, the goodness of the created world was a sign of the goodness of the one who had made it. And his teaching grew out of his own experience. When he told his followers not to worry about tomorrow, we can assume that he had learned this attitude by putting it into practice himself. He knew from his own experience that the creator of all this beauty was not a stern, stingy killjoy, but a loving and utterly dependable God. And because of his relationship with God, Jesus was able to break free from the tyranny of worry and focus his life on the things that really mattered. Jesus seems to have been able to live entirely in the present moment, celebrating the goodness of God here and now. And he wanted his followers to do the same. It's important to recognize that when Jesus tells us not to worry about food and drink and clothing, he's not saying that these things don't matter. He doesn't mean that we should live an ascetic life, eating and drinking as little as possible and wearing only the most ragged and moth-eaten clothes. Rather, he is telling us that we are the children of a loving God who wants to give good gifts to God's children. Jesus invites us to get close to creation and learn to take joy in all that God has made. Jesus was able to live in joyful trust in God and had made God's priorities his own. And so he challenges us to do the same. Jesus teaches us to take joy in God and in all good things that God has made, to trust in the goodness of God and in God's daily provisions for all our needs, and to focus, above all, not on accumulating wealth for ourselves, but on doing God's work of healing the world. Amen.